Well, I can't believe the Rugby World Cup is just around the corner. All kicks off on Friday morning with the host, New Zealand. They're up against Tonga. I'm joined by Bernard Jackman on the line. There's no doubt that New Zealand won't win this contest, Bernard. It is just a case of how much. But the handicap line has shortened significantly. Now at 61 points. It is a big head start, but New Zealand, well, they've beaten them by 84 and 102 the last two times they've met.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it hasn't been under 80 in the last decade. But you have to take into account the fact that Tonga only really have their best side every 4 years. And, you know, they've pulled off some upsets in past World Cups. They're not good enough to, you know, cause an upset tomorrow morning against the All Blacks. But, I can see why that handicap is shortened. And I think that maybe they'll keep it in 50 because defensively, you know, they're unbelievably physical. They're unpredictable in defence. They don't really work with any set system. Not having a system and guys willing to put their body on the line, they will create a lot of turnovers with the impact of their tackles as well. So I think it could be frustrating enough, particularly first half for the All Blacks and the pressure they're under, and then it'll be a case of the All Blacks just kicking into gear in the second half and pulling away. But I would fancy it to be under 50, so I think Tonga will cover the handicap.
Interesting backline for the All Blacks as well. Tuiava, Dag, and Kahui, the back three, with Nanu and Sonny Bill Williams in the middle. Can you pick a try scorer from that lot?
Yeah, I really like Dag as a player. I tip Mulmaina for the top try scorer of the tournament. I still think he'll end up thereabouts. He'll probably play in the next game. But Dag, the fullback, is a real threat. He's really quick and he's coming off a good Super 15. So I would expect him to definitely score and maybe a little tipple for first try scorer.